Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, you guys. This is Dove Knight. Back to them. You know, the struggle of making music is really what it is. Today, I was in my living room playing, and as usual, I have really good days, a lot of mostly good days. Like any old great musician or professional musician, professional songwriter, singer, my voice is off. You know, it's like I can sing really well for pop and rock, and then it's off. But that's practice. You know, when I'm in my living room, I'm just practicing. I'm not practicing for performance. Performance, I like to be on. I like to have to do a lot of exercises to get it up in those, you know, the range that I want, because I have a tenor, high tenor. Sometimes I can't reach soprano range, but it depends on the voice, what day I have, but I'm usually good. Keyboard playing is consistent today, as again, just like with my voice, because it's just practice. It's not for performance. It's not for audition. Audition, I would like to sing really good right on the spot. One thing I learned about music, improvising music is the best key, you know, to write the greatest songs and come up with a song right away. And usually I'm on. But today, you know, like I want my Hollywood dreams come true, which is the first version that I did. I wrote the whole melody, the whole keyboard melody. It was perfect. You know, and then I added on a solo part in between the verses. So, you know, it's great to play the keyboard. Now, there are other songs like Take Away My Dreams where I haven't played in a while, you know, like 6 months, 3 months, you know, or something. And I realized for me, if I don't practice on my keyboard, even with songs I'm familiar with, I mess up on my memory. So my memory can go if I don't practice, or my hands, because I play with one hand melody. So when I did I Do Love You, that was released to the public. And I'm going to give you my critique on that in a minute. But it's in the living room. There's no microphone, like in the studio or on stage, where there's a microphone, and I was not prepared vocally. You know, I don't have, you know, if I do a performance in a studio or on stage or audition, I have to do the basic preparation. You know, exercises, all kinds of things to get in those high range and to be prepared. And it's keyboard too, but a lot of practice and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm not performing for a public, but the songs are for professional reasons, because when I do it in my living room, I play to make songs, to come up with different melodies on my own to start a song. Because, you know, the thing is, I recorded music for 30 years, writing, and I especially love the words to the music, but I always am involved with the music side, the melody, whatever is played on the keyboard and drums, as well, especially in the guitar. So I make melodies on the keyboard or the voice, but it's for practice. So I am off. A lot of times I'm on, and then sometimes I'm just consistently off, but that's part of being a musician. And I wanted to say, people, I'm not doing it for no hobby. Nobody else own my music. You know, these are what some jealous and haters say. You know, I don't mean to bring that up, but I guess being so inventive or talented or ambitious, all three combined, people are jealous of me, and I don't know why. But I have the talent to write a song or especially sing. I have a great voice. Then I should not be bothered, but, you know, that's not fair to me or anybody. I don't know why. I talk about it all the time, but being an artist is very difficult. You know, I'm with Broadcast Music Incorporated for years. I've been in it for years. I was writing songs for years, playing the instruments and being on stage with groups. Some groups that I were in were just for jamming. They were not interested in being professional, but I jam with them because I love to sing. My goal, the professional side, is to be in a on stage on West LA, West Hollywood, in the past, or Hollywood, where I sang so many times, or played, or in the Valley. But the living room sessions, which I call it, are for practice. They are like practice. I'm not perfect, and I have to write and write and write. But with today, my song, Take Away My Dream, I haven't played it in a while. So I got off, and then I realized it's so simple because I write all the melodies on the piano. Then I'm like, okay, let me add something else. It's part of that, you know, dream, you know. It's part of that dream, you know. I still have that dream to, for many years, to be an artist, be singing my stuff on a professional level at a major label. And I have that dream, or, you know, I have that dream to have one of my songs played, sung by somebody and played to the masses, and I get credit for it. And while I did make it to the professional level, as I say, I did not make it to, you know, the major labels, and I did not get my song on the chart, which is, that's my goal. But I am glad that I at least got my songs out to the public on a professional level for people to listen to. Now, the songs that you heard, like this one, you know, with another songwriter, and sadly can say my association with David, the other songwriter, has ended due to him moving out of L.A. I guess he's retired, or I don't know. Me, I am still the musician. And I always like to say that it continues, but I don't know if I want to record. I think I am going to make release songs, but I don't know. We will see, because I've done it so long, but I'm not quitting music, you know, but it's just a process of doing so much. You know, I've done all I could, I feel, after all these years. But, you know, playing music is such a joy, and it's always going to be my dream. So with the dream, I have to continue. And, you know, I may sound like I'm like wavering here and wavering there. That's how my mind is with music. It's kind of like the, you know, being a creator, I evolve into, it's a evolve into a multitude of emotions and expressions. And with music, I always have to expand my, the vocabulary of what I'm playing. I get bored by playing the same thing. So, you know, it's like I play this one thing over and over again, and I'm like, okay, let me add another keyboard melody to make it more interesting. Then I have to write another song because my head is, I'm very good with improvising for the most part. So, but that includes life too, life itself. And I want to say that one of my record companies is, you know, there's some situations with that. So my songs, as far as release, I will let you know. There's some situations I have to, I don't know, change companies. I don't know what's going on, but one thing I know is that most of those albums is going to be still out. So I'm going to leave it there. They're going to be still out for you to enjoy. You know, I do love you. We'll stay, remain out. You know, that's the one I did in the living room. And my critique of that song, on the honest point of view, is that vocally was okay. It was good. It was good, but it wasn't. Well, I will say I did not do much preparation in singing because I felt I proved so much as a vocalist, a great vocalist, that variety of, and how the way I sing is so important to expand, meaning to sing in many different ways. And also, if I'm having an off day or a good day, it's good because I need to wind down. You know, I have nothing to prove vocally, but you hear my keyboard play. So I wrote that whole tidbit on the keyboard. It was made for me, and I wrote so many songs. So I hope to release it to the public again, but it will be hopefully in the next 6 months. I don't know what's going to go on, but I'm going to continue to create. I've been doing it for a very, very long time since I was a teenager. I did not expect, you know, the ironic thing is that if I was to look at myself from when I was a child, or it was totally unexpected to be in the industry, but it was a good thing because it led me down that path with my life and things that happened to me to be an artist. The life of a creative person, from an intellectual point of view, is very difficult when there's a lot of, you know, being a starving artist is very difficult. And there's so many of them, you know, because it's so hard to get to the next level to make money and to live off what I write or what I sing. And that's the dream. So it's one day at a time. And it is a gamble because the Hollywood dream is very difficult to get. And I will say that being in the music industry, it takes so many broken legs or jumping off the cliffs to get to that next level. But the way to do it is to persist. And the most important thing I will say to anyone who's listening is that if you love your music and you've been doing it for a long time, do not give up. You know, that's the most important thing. The most important thing is you love to make music. For me, I love to make music. But as again, I'm not giving up. And again, I did not make music to be for a hobby or to just, you know, mess around. But those songs I made in my living room, one of them, I Do Love You, was released. Now, Love is Spiritual. It's just a simple, basic melody on, you know, playing piano on keys. With, you know, but you hear how it sounds. So it's the creative side that I truly enjoy. So I'm not giving up, but I did make it to the professional level, barely. I'm like one of those, the starving artists at the professional level. But I will continue because I have a dream, and don't give up on your dream. But what I wanted to say is that life is a progression of making wise decisions as also involving the creative process. And yes, as I get older, I have to be realistic in my values and what I do besides music. But music as a dream is such a good, it's such a good thing because it is a positive thing. But I can't do it or be involved in creating music to be naive. The naive side is that I wrote a good song, like you heard, I want my Hollywood dream to come true, or if I wrote, I really want to be with you, I have to copyright it. I have to publish it. I have to protect it because this world is not, you know, the world has people or things that are not honest or respectful of other people's art. For me, I am always respectful of other people's art. I know someone who's a songwriter who's been doing it longer than me. So that's expression of where it is. But regardless of what I do, if I do it tomorrow, if I continue to next for the rest of my life, or if I stop or whatever, the point is that I don't regret making music. So whatever I do, I want to say to you, if you feel that you can do it, go ahead. Because for me, as someone who's continuously trying to evolve and make my dreams come true, it's very difficult to go for dreams after so many years. In fact, it's extremely difficult with all the obstacles that can happen. But the way to do it, if you continue, you can either persist to make music. I can do it in the living room. But I can't just sit there in the living room and just play. Either I have to release it to the public, to people, and to the masses by releasing to these little record companies, or I have to go out to sing, and or I give it to somebody else and they play. There has to be some effort involved. So I'll leave it there. The dreams are possible, but if I enjoy doing it while I'm going after that dream and not put so much pressure on myself and to know that it's a good thing, that's all I need to know for myself and what I need to say to you. Good day, good night from Dub Night.